The large machine in front of you is an industrial carding machine. It was manufactured around 1890 by the Sacco Lowell Company, which had plants in Maine and Massachusetts. Carding machines replaced hand cards, handheld steel brushes with wood handles used to comb raw cotton or wool to get all the fibers aligned, a prerequisite for spinning.
At one end of the machine, a combination of rollers and gears, known as a liquorin, feeds in a sheet of raw, uncombed cotton or wool called lap. At the other end, a steel roller called a doffer pulls out the finished product, a long strand of cotton or wool known as sliver, about as big around as a person's finger.
Carding machines were much faster than carding by hand, but they were also more dangerous. The center of the carding machine is a massive rotating steel drum set with steel bristles, against which rotates a belt of steel flats, which also has bristles. Frequently, carders, the workers who operated carding machines, got fingers, hands, or arms crushed by the heavy drums or severed by the powerful gears.
Carders were paid by the amount of sliver that they produced, so they often felt pressured to speed up, increasing the chances of accidents. Until World War II, carders here in Willimantic were all men, as the job was considered too dangerous for women. During World War II, however, women also became carders.
Carding machines were powered by big leather belts stretching up to heavy drive and pulley systems mounted on the ceiling, which in turn were powered either by central water wheels before the 1870s or steam engines after the 1870s. In the 20th century, electric motors slowly replaced steam as the main source of power. Carding machines are massive. This one is so big and heavy that the museum had to reinforce the floor to keep it from sagging. And we had to temporarily enlarge the door just to get the machine into the building.